Chapter 10. Manjurants and their need to be corrections to the UB. Avono from Paradise. June 13, 2013. Through Eve. Manjurantson, you know I still wanted to ask you a question.
Hello, Eve.
Yes, I'm aware of that, and we have already linked our minds a few times. As I remember, you wanted to know about my supervision of the Book of Urantia.
Indeed.
You told, you had the supervision, and now we know about quite some things. Which seemed to be presented in a manipulated way or to have been left out. I suppose when you came from Paradise to assist Siam's project, Siam had properly informed you to be his trustee. But if I see things correctly, the official opinion in Nebadon was dictated differently by the higher lords. How did you deal with the compromise you obviously had to perform about the contents of the UB?
To answer that, Eve, let me go back to the time when Siam accepted my application, rejecting some of the other Avonos who seemed to be the preference of the councils. Besides, even after Siam gaining sovereignty, these councils remained at Nebadon. The UB states that Siam asked them to stay as he had been so enthusiastic about them. But in fact, he just could not get rid of them as they seemed to be deaf to his polite suggestions to leave, and every stronger advice would have harmed kindness. At least, Siam had the choice to accept me, and we had quite some time of very personal briefing. At first, I could hardly believe what I heard, but attending the first conclave with the councils, I quickly grasped that Siam was completely right, and that the cart seemed to be stuck in the mud quite deeply. I chose to set up my poker face and make diplomacy my upper goal, which also meant that in some cases I had no other choice than to accept screwed material to the UB or to agree that certain things were to be left out. There will have to be corrections, of course, certainly. And I was not comfortable with how it went. It was a real tightrope walk. However, I was always aligned with CM and we took our private notes on that. We had hoped for success of the teaching mission, but I have to admit that it was corrupted, too. Very soon. You remember the effort to found Melchizedek schools?
On this planet? Do I need to say more? So I have completely withdrawn from that project. I had intended to look for a trusted and clear channel with AH, but as you experienced, there is hardly any clear channel left there, although they use my name pretty often in comparison to the past. Writing a style by which they think to be matching my way to speak, so far it has come. Now, not to paint all in black, there's light at the horizon and I'm convinced we'll be successful finally. As CM told you, there can be no other foundation than truth. It's no crime to fail, but not to admit it or intentionally going on a false way weighs heavy. We have collected some material, and this material will be put upon the table now, for open confrontation after your folks on this planet have made it into knowing.
You know, Eve, when evolution goes on and forward, reglamentations have to be adapted, too, and experiences with ancient stuff cannot necessarily be valid for innovation. CM's innovative framework taken as a basis for his creation would have needed dynamic handling instead of an outmoded laissez-faire attitude which the councils advised. High risk was involved. Anti-authoritarian style at raising kids has not proved to be successful in general. Rules must serve creation. Absence of rules or harsh appliance of old model rules against brand new concepts of creation will lead to loss of creation and into self-destruction. You and me seem to have understood this. The council members seem to have difficulties on that. Or they intentionally chose not to understand. May I pass on to Mashaventa?
Yes, of course.
Thank you for the new aspects you gave me. Note from Eve, in the camp of those who do everything to refute or ridicule us, it was claimed, among other things, that the text from the Eternal Father Papa source could not be real at all, because I would be an ascending sun, and ascending suns could not make contact with Papa source. This is, of course, absurd. The Father fragment enables all universal beings direct contact, both to the Father of the local universe CM, and to the Creator Source, the Eternal Father, whose direct descendant CM is. It is not by chance that it is said, "He who has seen the Son has seen the Father." Those who have done their homework will also have noticed that there are ascending sons, who have already completed their careers and are in universal service. By career or universal career of ascending sons, one understands the so-called trinitization, which means becoming one with the Eternal Father and the Paradise Trinity. When this state is reached, the ascending son decides whether he wants to remain forever one with the Eternal Father, thus giving up his individual personality, and choosing the dissolution in the Eternal Father, or whether he wants to keep his acquired personality, and may accept a job, in the great universe depending on suitability. Even after trinitization, the formerly ascending sons who are now actually descending again nevertheless continue to be called ascending sons, to distinguish them from the descending sons, who were created directly on Paradise or in the local universes. For example, Asu is an ascending trinitized son, who has chosen universe service with the title of
mighty messenger. Statements like mentioned above are an indication for the intention to want to create separation, because they suggest to the readers that one similarly as in the church needs a prayer leader. Because one as an ordinary member of the church would be much too low to be able to contact God directly. But it is CM-like of course the Eternal Father himself a heart's desire to be able to come directly into contact with all his creation beings. If more would be convinced of it and make use of it, the conditions would be surely better than they are today. Also, to you all, we say again as employees of Christ, do not buy blindly everything from us. Ask yourself, the direct contact between the individual and God and the role of the best friend and creator is always the goal,